This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Out the door, President Biden pardoned a bunch of people, right?
Oh, my God.
So there's Joe Exotic, who's like, okay, I'm ready for my pardon. You know, you can just imagine he's slicking back his hair.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, here we go.
I'm back, baby.
Boom, 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 boom. No pardon for him. So then Trump gets in, and Trump's pardoning everybody, right? So everybody's getting a pardon. Joe Exotic's still sitting there, and he's mad. And he claims that A, he's innocent, because sure. he's serving a 22-year sentence for hiring a hitman.
Yeah. Do we know how long he's been in so far? Like 5 or 6 years, or has it been longer?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
And so he's like, I'm a political prisoner in America. People that are so amazingly delusional, I just find fascinating. People that think that they're so famous, people that think that they're so, you know what I mean? Like, all right, I'm going to rally everyone behind me because I'm so amazing. It's like people are like, who are you again?
You would think that he thinks that he's like the Menendez brothers. Like, this Netflix special came out. Kim Kardashian's going to get behind him. He's going to be let free. I mean, he did like gain so much popularity in the pandemic, but nobody had anything else to do. So it's like, okay, we're over it. You still have to stay in prison.
Popularity or notoriety.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, is that what you want to be known for? Yeah, like, we know if I say Joe Exotic, and then if people go, Joe Exotic, porn star, no, Tiger King, you know, but it sounds like it would be.
Yeah.
And then you say no Tiger King, and they're like, oh, that dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, that dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you letting Joe Exotic out of jail?
No, he was wrong. I mean, we appreciated the theatrics, but you still got to stay in prison, my guy. You did illegal things.
He's sick. Does that help? I mean, you know what I might do? I might move him to the Martha Stewart prison. You know what I mean? I don't know why that's funny either, but it is. I might move him and just,
yeah, let him,
you know,
have a little more luxury.
Yeah. Listen, bro, don't act up. We'll keep you in this place. You're not getting out. You're not getting out. You're not.
You have just to stay in.
You're not. You got to stay in, but maybe we can get you, you know, like an actual bed.
Yeah. Can I tell you, when that did come out, though, I wanted to interview him, and I wanted to interview the guy that lived in Vegas. That was getting rid of. Remember him? Everybody wanted to interview him.
We tried so hard. Yeah.
I got his number. And I knew that he would think I was cute enough if he saw what I look like.
So oh,
I dressed
sure.
up like a leopard. I dressed up in this leopard outfit, and I sent him this video text message. Do you know, we got him on air a week later. We got to interview that guy. I can't remember his name, but I was like, I'll dress up like a leopard.
Well, that sucks because I dressed up like a leopard too. And they were like, no, leave. You no, definitely no. Now, ever, lose our number. Fine.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, hello, Jennifer. How's things today?
Good morning, Chet. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning, Queen.
Are you North Las Vegas? Is that where you live?
Nope, Henderson.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh. What part of Henderson?
Taking my kids to school.
Oh, what part of Henderson?
St. Rose.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. All right. Great. Dating deal breakers. Are these hobbies, dating deal breakers, totally random? Pick a number between 1 and 40, not number 5.
1 and 40. I'm going to say number 4.
Awesome.
What?
Is being a snake breeder a dating
Oh my God.
A dating deal breaker. He casually mentioned that he has 12 snakes in his house and he breeds them to sell online. How fast are you running, and are you opening the door or just breaking right through it?
I would break right through it because snakes are I am petrified of snakes. Like if I go to the pet store, I will not go down that aisle.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
You same, Michaela?
I had a guy try to impress me years ago. He took me to his house. He was like, I got to feed my snake, which I was like, pulls out a rat, feeds the snake. And I was like, you're disgusting. Oh, and so is this. Goodbye. So I wanted to cry.
I went on a friend back in the day, this is forever ago, but I went on a date that a friend set us up. And it actually went really well. And then, we go back to her place, and literally right inside the door is this aquarium, and the place is, lit in red. The whole place is all red, accent lighting and all that. And there was a big old giant snake in that aquarium right by the door, and it had pooped, and it was human size. I'm telling you,
really?
I'm telling you right now. And I knew I was in trouble. Yeah. I didn't stretch for this. this was not going to be.
No, dude.
Snake breeder off the list. Okay. 1 through 40, not 4 or 5. Don't take too much time on this part. It's not important.
Okay. 8, number 8.
Excellent. 8. Oh, good. So we've had live action role player, snake breeder, and now moth collector. He showed her his framed collection of moths and enthusiastically described their species. Is this unique and quirky or unsettling?
Oh, my God.
I love this game. I don't know why.
I guess unique if they're in a cage or a.
They're like in a shadow box. They're like framed. You know what I mean? They're not flying around.
Alive or anything, I'm good.
No, but they're like labeled, and they're like, this comes from the species Lepidoptera, and whatever it is. I don't know. Michaela, is this quirky and unique, or is this super unsettling?
I guess. If my person really was into that, I guess I could support it. Feels a little weird. Don't know the point, but I could get into it.
Fine, this is a Luna moth. This one.
I'm like, is he getting my clothes or not? As long as that's not happening, we're good.
This is a domestic silk moth. Can you tell I looked up moth species?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
That's funny.
How many species of moths exist? 160,000. Like Pokemon, I'm going to collect them all. I'm going to catch them all.
All right, go off.
Oh, no. I don't know. One final question for you. Are you going to go see Katy Perry, or are you going to go see Matt Rife?
Katy Perry, please.
You got them. Katy Perry, win them before you can buy them. Tickets for the Lifetimes Tour. Saturday, May 17th at T-Mobile. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. All you other suckers have to wait till Friday morning at 10 a.m. But not Jennifer. She's got hers now. Have an amazing day. Thank you
so much. You too.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
How about some good feeling stories of the day? Brought to you by Mike Lee Menden, Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring Store. Woman in Alabama gave birth. This is the most Alabama thing ever. A woman in Alabama gave birth in a Krispy Kreme parking lot on Wednesday. Salute.
Honk it, roll tide.
One. That's what it was. Not salute. Roll tide. What was I thinking? Of course it's roll tide. God, man. Pull it together. I'm not lying. I'm really disappointed.
So freaking. I got your back, babe. Don't worry.
Of course, always. And thank God for that. Thank God. She and her son, Dallas, are doing great. The mom that gave birth in the Krispy Kreme parking lot. And Dallas are doing fine. Here's just the fun part. And as you would expect, Krispy Kreme is going to give them free donuts for a year. And they're going to throw young Dallas a birthday party every year until he's 18. That's pretty great.
Oh, my God, that's cute.
That's pretty great. 20-year-old pizza guy in Indiana. Oh, that's where Adrian's going later on this week. Went viral on TikTok after he walked half a mile in a snowstorm to bring somebody their pizza. Car couldn't make it, so the pizza has to get there.
Give that man a raise.
They tipped him $2.
No.
But, Michaela, as you know, these are the good feeling stories of the day.
Yes.
A cop named Richard Craig saw him walking with the pizzas and posted the video. He was so impressed with this guy's work ethic that he started a GoFundMe to get him a real tip. And last we checked, $40,000.
Yeah, come on.
Do the right thing. That's the lesson, man. It's
you never know who's watching either.
It's called integrity. When you do the right thing and nobody's watching, that's what it's called. And yeah. All right, let's go. Now I'm ready. It's your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lee Menden and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
What's that thing you got on your keychain?
Who knows? A tile. That's what it says, a tile.
Is it so you don't lose your keys?
Yeah, but here's the problem. We didn't start off well. I got it as a gift like 2 years ago. Lost it before I even started using it.
You lost the thing.
The thing to help me find the things.
You lost.
Yeah. So Lisa was cleaning out our closet the other day. She finds it. Without saying anything, she puts it on my keys. So she's sick of me asking her at 5 a.m. where my keys are. I have my little flashlight on. I try not to bother her, but I do because I never can find
just
my keys.
Put the keys in a plate, make a hook or a bowl.
I want to chat. I want to be that person. It just doesn't. It's not who I am. I've got bowls, hooks.
I so desperately want to.
The desire is there. Trust me. It's just the mental capabilities are not.
You have discipline.
I don't know what it is with the keys. Okay. So the tile, I feel like, would actually be very helpful. However, I have the tile on the keys now, but I don't have, is there another part that comes with it?
One would think, yeah.
That you would press, right? Like this can't be the only part because I wouldn't press on the tile to find my keys if it's located on my keys.
Do you attach it to your phone? The phone?
I don't.
Phone?
What was
is that? Is it a phone thing? Phone?
Right,
you put it on the phone. Is there an app?
The way you so tried to help, and literally all that came out.
Yeah. Phone. Just maybe on your phone. Oh, no. Because that makes the most sense.
Yeah, of course.
Is that the deal? That's how you track it. It's like having a what do you call it? A tag, air tag.
Yeah, exactly. Phone.
What? Phone. Fine. I'm not going to help anymore.
No, I want you to help me. I don't know. Does it have a clicker that goes with it? Surely it must.
I'm thinking.
I don't know. I'm just looking at it, and I can't imagine it just being on its own.
Well, before you had no gift, now you got half a gift. That's great.
Gotta go back and find that little clicker. Yeah, it's great. Hopefully it helps.
You think things are sideways now. Wait until you record it. According to a report out of UK, it was a little bit of a mix-up. And you know, there's been movies about this. They used to make a lot of different movies about how the world would almost end because somebody screwed something up. And it was like, okay, now we're gonna fire.
Yeah.
There was a mix-up involving British nuclear subs, and who knew who was gonna nuke who? Oh yeah, the Brits were gonna nuke the Russians. Apparently, the UK Navy was scanning for sounds of enemy activity underwater. Who knew they were so active? Not me. I didn't know that they were so aggressive. They thought they heard Russian drone subs while they were scanning for the underwater enemy activity. Mm-hmm. The same sound, they heard it at least twice. So they heard it the one first time. Well, I'm not sure what that is. Mm-hmm. Second time, well, there it is again. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And then there might have been even another time. So they start freaking out. They thought Russia was dropping listening devices on the ocean floor to track Britain's nuclear subs.
Wow.
Okay? After analyzing the sounds, they now think that it might have been something else. After further consideration and analyzation, they've determined what it is. Do you know what it is?
No idea.
Would you like to know what it was?
Yeah, I would.
Whale farts.
Oh, my God. Wait. Wait, what?
Yeah. Gassy whale.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, this is not the first time this has happened. that apparently the whale farts and the act of doing whatever they thought they were doing sound very similar. You can't even laugh at it. You're disgusted with me.
I think it's amazing, like, that a whole war could just begin and they're like, oh, sorry, whale was gassed.
Yeah, sorry. Like, yeah, they launched the nukes. They launched the nukes. The whale comes up to the surface. Sorry, my bad. Sorry, my bad. I know better than, like, for me, it's Burger King. I know better.
I just wanted to splurge. Some people, it's
Taco Bell. Yeah, some people, it's Taco Bell. Whatever.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
A source in the British military says that they're still studying the data and taking it very seriously, much more seriously than we are. But they're pretty much certain that it was a gassy whale and nothing else.
Wow. Good well, for you. Learned a lot.
If you've, and again, who knew the British Navy was so...
Who knew whales were gassy?
Involved. Yeah, it was so that they were so involved and so paranoid. The Russians are spying on our nuclear stuff. We gotta stop them. I didn't have that on my bingo card today. Matt Rife tickets, speaking of surfacing, Matt Rife tickets. They announced the show earlier this morning, Friday, May 2nd, MGM Grand Garden Arena. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon. You don't have to worry about that. We will give some away coming up at 7:40. Roxanne Aronson.
I heard Aronson.
Roxanne from Mountain's Edge. You're just messing with me, aren't you?
No, Roxanne from
Mountain's Edge is our new champion. You'll have a chance to take her on coming up in just a minute.
Three, two, one.
Normal people have normal lives.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Let's go. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Roxanne Aronson. It's Aronson, right? Not Aronson.
Yes. Aronson. Yeah.
I knew Michaela was right. I knew she was.
Thank you very much.
Of course. Roxanne was our new champion yesterday, going for win number 2. Today, did we get? Oh, you got Katy Perry tickets yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good. So we can put the Vegas Thrill tickets in play, and we'll do that. Challenger today is Ryan Carrillo of North Las Vegas. What's happening, Ryan?
Hey, how's it going?
You know what? We're doing pretty good. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing excellent. Just trying to stay warm out here.
Heard that,
dude.
Enough already. It's not even February yet. I don't want to say I'm over it, but I'm over it. I love winter too. And this, I'm just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I'm in Vegas. I love the heat.
Yeah, man. I got you on that. We all feel that, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
So, Ryan, have you played this game before?
I have not, actually.
Oh, I don't know why I felt like you had. Well, here's the deal. First 1 to 3 wins. Make sure you buzz in with your name, but don't answer until we call on you, because a lot of times people think they buzzed in first, but they didn't. And then if neither of you are able to answer a question, then I get a chance to steal it. And if I get to 3 first, then nobody wins nothing. And we just give the tickets away to just whoever. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Yeah. This pop legend showed up at a comedy club with Amy Schumer and did 30 minutes of stand-up, which did not include any of her songs like Material Girl or Like a Virgin.
Roxanne.
What's her name?
Yeah, Roxanne got in first.
Madonna.
Yeah, it's obviously Madonna. I'm sorry, did you say Madonna was doing stand-up?
30-minute stand-up in a New York comedy club with Amy Schumer. Is that wild?
Oof. 30 is healthy. Was she any good?
You know what? I don't know. I'm going to look and see. Because, yeah, like you said, like in the comedy world, 5 minutes is a long time. 30 yeah. minutes?
Whew. I was thinking maybe 10 if you're pushing it.
Yeah.
But a tight 5 when you're not particularly skilled might be the way to go.
Uh-huh.
30.
30. Nuts.
Okay. Yep. Champion is up 1-0.
This artist has become the first artist to reach 150 million monthly users and is excited to get back to his residency in Vegas this year with after parties happening at his club Pinky Ring. What's his name?
Roxanne.
Roxanne. His name is not Roxanne. What is his name?
Bruno Mars.
Is it Bruno Mars? Yes, it is. I can't wait. I haven't seen Bruno in a long time. I'm due. I'm way due to see Bruno Mars. We should go. We should have a field trip.
Love to.
That Buchanan Show field trip. And see if we can take listeners. And we'll go for dinner.
I would love that.
All right. Champs up 2-0.
This pop star is saying she's never been more ready for tour than she is now with songs like Firework and I Kissed a Girl.
Ryan.
Roxanne for the sweep.
Katy Perry.
Talking about Katy Perry. Oh, yeah. And the champs got 2 wins in a row.
Good job.
Yeah, that Ryan, I don't know that there was much you could have done about that today.
Yeah, sorry, Ryan.
I appreciate it. Roxanne or Patrick Mahomes, she's a beast.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks.
All right, man. See you. Yeah, nice job, Roxanne.
Good job, Mama.
She seems so friendly and sweet, and she's out here slashing throats, man. Yeah. It's like, wow.
The game will change people.
So we're going to add 4 tickets to the Vegas Thrill versus the Atlanta Vibe at Lee's Family Forum this Sunday onto your Katy Perry tickets. And then we'll throw some Matt Rife tickets up there for tomorrow. Okay, so get ready for that.
All right, I'm ready. So,
Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge. She's your two-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Isn't that the truth? Normal people, crazy lives. That is the truth. Mm-hmm. We've said this many, many times. I hate lists. I don't like doing them. I think it's boring radio, but this one's pretty good.
All right.
A study on band tees found that Nirvana has the highest average resale value for concert tees. Do you have old concert? So if you're seeing your, you know, parents or some sort of Gen X or maybe even a boomer that's looking to throw away concert tees, tell them no. Tell them now and go through them. Make sure you keep them.
Totally.
Nirvana concert t-shirts have an average resale value of $279.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. I'm thinking of your dad right now, Michaela.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because the band tees have always kind of been a thing since fashion was like important to me.
Sure.
And, but they sell them like these cheapy ones, but the vintage tees really do make a difference. And it's like super hot. There's a bunch of vintage boutiques. Yeah. Now you can go online and get the originals and they're so cool. The only problem is, may I say this? You have to know the name of the songs of the band you're wearing. Otherwise, people will drag you for filth. And I learned that firsthand.
No, it's true. Because, well, what it does is it opens up a conversation. Uh-huh. If you're like, oh, I thought the shirt was cool. Then you've lost all credibility. And they've gone from, hey, I thought you were pretty cool, to, man, you suck as lame. A human being. Yeah, you are so lame. Red Hot Chili Pepper shirts going for $241. Average resale value. Old School Earth, Wind, and Fire shirts. What? $235. Yeah. Outcast. Old School Outcast shirts. $225. Mm-hmm. You know what stinks about that is I was never much of a merch buyer.
Same.
I was never much of a t-shirt guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now
you wish you were.
Ugh. Old Guns N' Roses shirts average $188. Cute. Resale.
Yeah.
Old Green Day, $186. Paul McCartney shirts. $180. Kanye, same thing. Pearl Jam, around $170. And XXX Tentacion. Because he's dead. Sure. $163. However, Grateful Dead has the highest valued shirt that you can find online for up to $27.50. And I don't mean $27.50.
No.
I mean $2,750. And it's weird. You'd go, oh, is that from the 70s? No, it's from 1994, which is old enough.
Yeah. That's crazy, though.
Some of you, I cut you deeply with that last comment. 1994, old enough.
Vintage. Like,
shut up, I hate you. It's the Grateful Dead one with the large Black Panther on the front.
That's crazy, though. Almost $3,000 for a vintage shirt. Would you pay that? I wouldn't do that for my favorite band.
A long sleeve Nirvana shirt from the In Utero tour. Sold for $2,000 or sells for $2,000. And a Bjork. Remember Bjork?
Oh, yeah.
A Bjork t-shirt from her post-tour. Almost $1,900.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying, so maybe you can go on a treasure hunt. That's really the only reason I did that. And I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Sava, my daughter. Oh, no, what's wrong with me? My friend's daughter. What? She's almost two. I know. Everyone's like, wait, what?
I was like, that's new.
Uh-huh. She wore her mama's Spice Girls t-shirt. Her mom's favorite Spice Girls shirt and put it on the baby a few days ago. And it totally tracks. It makes sense. Save those shirts.
And don't you spill Kool-Aid on that. It's probably going to be worth a few bucks.
Yeah.
Matt Rife, they announced a show, the Stay Golden Tour, coming to MGM Grand Garden Arena Friday, May 2nd. Tickets go on sale this Friday at noon, but you can have yours for free. Win them before you can buy them. The very first pair of tickets available coming up on the 177 second survey, where we will finally address pocket Velveeta cheese.
Oh my God.
Coming up.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, hello, Jennifer. How's things today?
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning, Queen.
Are you North Las Vegas? Is that where you live?
Nope, Henderson.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What part of Henderson?
Taking my kids to school.
Oh, what part of Henderson?
By St. Rose.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. All right. Great. Dating dating deal breakers. Are these hobbies, dating deal breakers, totally random? Pick a number between 1 and 40, not number 5.
1 and 40, I'm going to say number 4.
Awesome.
What?
Is being a snake breeder a dating...
Oh my God. A dating deal breaker.
He casually mentioned that he has 12 snakes in his house and he breeds them to sell online. How fast are you running, and are you opening the door or just breaking right through it?
I would break right through it because snakes are my most... I am petrified of snakes. Like, if I go to the pet store, I will not go down that aisle.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
You same, Michaela?
I had a guy try to impress me years ago. Took me to his house. He was like, I got to feed my snake, which I was like, pulls out a rat, feeds the snake. And I was like, you're disgusting. Oh, and so is this. Goodbye. So I wanted to cry.
I went on a friend back in the day, this is forever ago, but I went on a date that a friend set us up. And it actually went really well. And then, we go back to her place, and literally right inside the door is this aquarium, and the place is, lit in red. The whole place is all red, accent lighting and all that. And there was a big old giant snake in that aquarium right by the door. And it had pooped, and it was human size. I'm telling you that.
Really?
I'm telling you right now. And I knew I was I was in trouble. Yeah. I knew. I didn't stretch for this. this was not going to be. Huh.
No, dude.
Snake breeder off the list. Okay, 1 through 40, not 4 or 5. Don't take too much time on this part. It's not important.
Okay. 8, number 8.
Excellent. 8. Oh, good. So we've had live action role player, snake breeder, and now moth collector. He showed her his framed collection of moths and enthusiastically described their species. Is this unique and quirky or unsettling?
Oh my God, I love this game.
I don't know why.
I guess unique if they're in a cage or a...
They're like framed. They're like in a shadow box. They're like framed. You know what I mean? They're not flying around.
Alive or anything, I'm good.
No, but they're like labeled, and they're like, this comes from the species Lepidoptera, or whatever it is. I don't know. Michaela, is this quirky and unique, or is this super unsettling?
If my person really was into that, I guess I could support it. Feels a little weird. Don't know the point, but I could get into it.
A Luna moth. This one.
I'm like, is he getting my clothes or not? As long as that's not happening, we're good.
This is a domestic silk moth. Can you tell I looked up moth species?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
That's funny.
How many species of moths exist? 160,000. Like Pokemon, I'm going to collect them all. I'm going to catch them all.
All right, go off.
Oh, no.
I don't know. One final question for you. Are you going to go see Katy Perry, or are you going to go see Matt Rife?
Katy Perry, please.
You got him. Katy Perry. Win him before you can buy him. Tickets for the Lifetimes Tour. Saturday, May 17th at T-Mobile. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. All you other suckers have to wait till Friday morning at 10 a.m. But not Jennifer. She's got hers now. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much.
You too. Ladies
and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I find this fascinating on Relationship Rehab today. In fact, I find most of these things fascinating. That's why. And I'm grateful that we have enough of it that comes through that we can go, well, that's not fascinating at all. We don't do all of them. We couldn't possibly. It's just physically impossible to do all of them. So I love that Adam and Wes Henderson. You guys talk a lot about cheating. What happens? But what about what happens after that? Is there a path to redemption? What does it take to get back into the relationship? Is there just zero chance ever? What exactly does it take? Where would one start? Can someone rebuild trust? Or is it just game over? For the record, I'm happily married and we're rock solid. Says Adam. Because I was like, oh, geez, what'd you do, bro? Nope. For the record, I'm happily married. We're rock solid. I just find the subject interesting. Love you guys. Thanks for taking my call. LOL. Adam in West Hendo. My guess is it's personal preference.
Sure.
My guess is it's potentially situational.
Yeah, I have a very clear stance, always have. A lot of people don't agree with me, but I will never sway from how I feel about it.
It's how my first marriage ended.
Really? I didn't know that.
Cheating. Yeah. Not on my side. Not on me.
I was assuming her. Yeah. Man, I'm sorry.
I am not opposed to redemption because, as you know, Michaela, I do believe in grace. I believe in forgiveness. I believe in all those things.
Yeah.
I think it is somewhat situational. I also think I may be full of it right now. Well, I believe in grace. I believe in forgiveness. I believe. I don't know that I do, but maybe not for the reason you think.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's bat this around. 702-364-9898. Katy Perry tickets for the Lifetimes Tour. Saturday, May 17th, the T-Mobile Arena, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. Tickets will go on sale for everybody else Friday morning at 10 a.m. You can have yours right now by jumping in on Relationship Rehab. And by the way, phone lines are open to everybody, not just caller number 25.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open to everybody at 702-364-9898. Is there a path to redemption after cheating, or is it just game over? We'll talk about it after Dua Lipa.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
So, is redemption even possible in a situation of cheating? And we've had a lot of people on this show, a lot of people. They're like, no, cheating. And the definition of cheating has been broad, and it's been... And it's been, no, once a cheater, always a cheater, and all of that. And so that's what led Adam to go, hey, what about the aftermath? And I went, yeah, we really don't talk about it a whole lot.
Yeah.
Amy, your thoughts on that? Is there a path to redemption?
I do.
You do what?
I can. To get back together.
Am I the only one having a hard time hearing her or not hearing her at all?
Yeah, she said she does see a path to redemption and getting back together.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Why? Well, I married my husband. We've been together 11 years. He cheated on me 6 years ago. And then I just married him last year.
What did it take on his part to get you to take him back?
To deal with me. I went through him. I was very angry. I had a hard time trusting him. Mm.
This is so good. And I think she dropped out.
I've lost her again. Okay. I'm asking maybe a little more specific. I did a little more examining and again some ChatGPT work and all that kind of thing. So was there a grand gesture on his part to get back in your good graces?
I don't think grand gesture, but it took time and it takes patience. Mm-hmm. Both of us had to work through it.
what was the bare minimum that he had to agree to for you to even think about taking him back, apologizing, admitting to everything, committing to counseling? What was the bare minimum?
I think it was me. I had to get over it, or not get over it, but I stalked him for a while. It sounds crazy, but I have to. And he had to allow me to do that in order for me to move on.
Yeah, so like almost like a transparency thing. Like there was, he couldn't, yeah.
Yeah,
he
had to, you need he to had know to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my own.
I have to just do it.
Yeah.
By the way, and Amy, thank you for being so honest and so vulnerable and for sharing your story. Have fun at Katy Perry. Take your husband take your boyfriend, whatever. It's fine. But thank you very much. Let's talk to Jessica about this too. So there was, so the questions were, if you caught your significant other cheating, what could they do? This is what I asked ChatGPT. I said, if you caught your significant other cheating, what could they do, if anything, for redemption? Is there a way to rebuild trust, or is it game over? Then I said, would a grand gesture help? What about transparency? Is time the only healer? What's the bare minimum? Are some situations unforgivable? And then, yeah, and that was it. Jessica, what do you think about all this?
So I do think that redemption is possible. It takes a lot of communication, a lot of vulnerability, transparency. Every situation is different, but I have been in a situation, and my significant other and I, we did work through it. And we did go to counseling, but we were able to work through it and get past that. And I think it takes a lot of, you know, communication. There's going to be vulnerable moments, you know, and if you can work through it together, you know, then you guys can definitely, you know, get past it. But
you're a bigger person than I am.
It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of work on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're a way bigger person than I am, because I don't think that I could. I just don't think that I could get. I couldn't get it out of my head. I just don't think I could get that. If Amy cheated on me, I just don't think I could get that. The image. I don't think I could do it. Michaela, thoughts?
I hear that. I'm a big therapy girl. I feel like everything can be solved with it. If God forbid Lisa cheated on me, I would want to go to couples therapy. Here's the thing. I did cheat and I've been cheated on. And what it really stemmed down to was needs just weren't being met and they weren't being communicated. And I was able to work through those relationships. Although they ended, we're still friends. And I think that that's most of the time people are cheating because needs aren't being met. You don't know how to go to your partner and talk about it. The bare minimum would be for me to go to couples therapy and also implement what we're learning. But also, and I'm big about this one, don't tell people. It's the natural thing to tell people your business or your friends and get everyone's opinions. And I just say, keep it between you, your therapist, and your partner, because you will not get over anything. Listen, your friends love you. They're protective. Your family loves you. They're protective. They will not let that down. And I feel like that usually is the thing that ends up ruining what you're trying to build. It's your business. It's your relationship. Just keep it inside.
Unless you're me, which right now I did do the right thing. We went to couples therapy. True story.
Yeah.
And the therapist came in and she goes, I've never done this in my life. She goes, dude, it's over. Run. Run. She goes, I've done this for a long time. I've never said this before. This is over. Run as fast as you can.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Michaela, do you in fact believe in life on other planets?
Yes. Gotta think about it.
They asked scientists. You know, everybody always follow the science. mm-hmm. even though they don't follow the science.
Yeah.
They I mean, it was a big thing back in, you know, obviously back in COVID. And then now if you go, well, follow the science, people go, no, I don't want to.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather just believe what I believe.
Sure. Like, I've done my own research. Thank you.
So they asked astrobiologists, like on Big Bang Theory, those guys, they asked them, does extraterrestrial life exist somewhere in the universe? And they found that 86.6 of them agree that it is likely. 2% disagreed. 12% were on the fence. You know, they were neutral. There sure. were over 521 astrobiologists that responded to the question. Now, while the data seems to suggest that scientists do believe in alien life, they all agree that there's no evidence, and that they're just kind of spitballing. So before you go, aha, I knew it. Well, they don't know any more than you do.
Okay. Well, Chet, come on. Where was the Men in Black formed from?
I'm just saying, obviously. Yes. How do they come up with these things? That's right. It's based. And here's what's great about this too. They found out that some of the scientists may have just said yes, that they do think there's extraterrestrial life existing somewhere in the universe because they didn't want to get bullied. So.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
So, Michaela, they're saying the hot new thing for 2025. Mm-hmm. You ready for this? Yeah. Granny hobbies.
Wait, what?
Granny hobbies. Decorating your house, like over-decorating, like grandma.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Making homemade meals.
Yeah.
Quilting.
Yes.
Sewing.
Mm-hmm.
Granny hobbies. Are you in or are you out?
Dude, I'm so in. I feel like I have this conversation a lot. I wish I would have learned certain skill sets in high school that would have been so beneficial, like sewing, like home economics. Yep. I really wish. I think that's incredible. I don't even think that's granny. I think that's like good life skills that we literally don't have. Plus, well, my grandma was an icon, so I'd follow her lead anywhere.
I thought this would trigger you because I know how much you love your grandma and how much you miss her. And I thought... So do you actually partake in any of this stuff or you just wish you did?
No, I wish I did more. I can sew a little bit, just enough to like fix something, but I would love to know how to quilt. I would definitely love how to cook and bake more for sure. Because also when you think about your grandma, Chet, don't you think of like all the things that she like made and did for you? Like, it's so endearing. We don't have that now.
Okay. One of them, yes. My grandmother on my mother's side, yes. My grandmother on my father's side, I absolutely adored her. She was not... Okay, this woman found out that I liked frozen pizza, right?
Yeah.
So then she got frozen pizza and then decided she'd kick it up a notch and put peanut butter, I'm not kidding you, peanut butter and tuna fish on the...
Oh, God.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, some more you know before we go. Unlike most mammals, Michaela, cetaceans, which include whales, dolphins, and porpoises, have to consciously choose to breathe.
Wait, can I ask what cetaceans is?
Yeah, whales, dolphins, porpoises.
Interesting. Okay, you just call them that. Sorry, I was like, that sounds so fancy.
Look, I loved it.
Yeah, great.
Just call them that. We'll just call them that then.
Great.
Cetaceans, which include whales, dolphins, porpoises. Honest to God, when I first read it, I thought they were like shellfish. I thought that's crustaceans. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay, sorry.
Why didn't you just say that then?
Yeah, just say crustaceans.
You know what? Don't yell at me.
I know.
Right. I always end up being the bad guy on this show. I don't even know how that happened. But somehow, all of a sudden, I went to... See? Not even a, what, month and a half out of toy drive. All of a sudden, I'm the bad guy. Here we go.
You're the bad guy.
Here we go. Uh-huh. Beverly Hills... Strangely enough, do you know how they named Beverly Hills?
Huh.
It's named after Beverly Farms, Massachusetts. That was named after Beverly, L-E-Y, Beverly in Yorkshire, England. And that town was named in 700 AD because of a colony of beavers. So if you connect all the dots, Beverly Hills named for beavers from medieval English beavers.
Oh my God, I love it. Everyone in Beverly Hills feels so rich and fancy, and you're all just named after beavers.
You're welcome, America. You are welcome. Hey, you know what Beverly Hills is named after? Beavers. How come? What? Well, I don't remember all the steps involved. Just trust me. Just trust me. It's beavers. That's great.
Don't know why, but it is.
I think we should go now. Again, Golden Knights run it back against Dallas tonight in the Fortress. They beat us, what, last Friday, last Saturday, whenever it was? Yeah. They're honestly, if I had to say it, for me, that's VGK's biggest rival. Yeah. To me, Dallas, because it's always us for Western Conference Championship and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a big one tonight at the Fortress. Yeah, and we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God. Oh, wait, you have to follow us on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio and check out the Unlikely Podcast on YouTube.
And Michaela Gordon. I can never keep up with your schedule. What are you doing?
I know. It's ever changing. Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. Thankfully, I have tonight off, so I'll just be vibing.
So she'll be fresh as a daisy, whatever that means, tomorrow on tomorrow's show.
That's right.
It popped into my head, and I was like, what does that mean? What does that even mean? Mm. Are daisies necessarily fresh? I don't know.
Yeah, but they are.
Whatever. You know what? Whatever's the freshest, that's what she's going to be tomorrow. Just watch yourself. Get ready. Strap yourself in. Make sure you comb your hair tomorrow morning. Everybody. Oh, including me. Oh, go ahead. Make the jokes now. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio and check out the Unlikely Podcast on YouTube.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.